back to Walter Beach.
Well, Walter Beach died in 49, and I have pictures of him and my dad. My dad took me out there, introduced me to him, and I was very young. Most of it just from what my dad told me about. Walter Beach was very smart, very powerful, good man, did wonderful things for Beach Aircraft. His daughter, Susan, married a fraternity brother of mine. They sent me a book last year saying, "We remember you and all that you did." They're younger than I am, but he'd bring their daughters down, and I'd play with them, you know. We still have a relationship. I see them every once in a while. And then his wife, Olive Ann Beach, I became very good friends with her, met many times with her. She died 7-8 years ago.
Why do you think Beach became so successful?
They had a cousin, maybe it was a nephew, who took over. He led that company from when Walter died. Mrs. Beach owned it, but he ran the company until he retired in 81. They sold that company to Raytheon. And I think because we had great leaders, so it's the leadership that makes you successful. If you had the wrong leader, you can't make a mountain out of a molehill or vice versa. You got to have the right people.
So at the same time, was Cessna a competition at that time?
Yes.
So were they the two main brands probably?
Well, the other one was Piper Aircraft. Yeah, I think Bill Piper. Those were the three, Piper, Cessna, and Beach.
We talk about Clyde Cessna. He was actually an automobile dealer in Enid, had built an airplane from plans, and so doing began to form his own ideas as to how airplanes should be designed. And he couldn't get any Enid investors in air manufacturing, so he returned to his native Kansas to found the company that would be the majority of aircraft flown in the Western world. So here it is, Kansas, has a Walter Beach and a Clyde Cessna. Was Clyde quite a bit older? He would have been older than Walter, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and that company was actually in existence probably before Walter started his business.
I don't know the fact, but it wouldn't surprise me.
But regardless, they then became competitors along with Piper.
Right.
So were Cessna planes also being sold here in Tulsa? Did they have a representative here?
They finally moved somebody down here. They didn't make it. And then they had somebody else come and try it, and they didn't make it. But there's a guy right now down at Riverside that sells the small Cessnas, Bill Christensen.
He's a Cessna dealer.
Cessna dealer for the smaller planes, not for the jets or the jet props or anything like that.
Bill Christensen, at the present time, is a city councilor
right.
for Tulsa.
Exactly. And a good friend of mine.
Were there features about Beach that were better than Cessna back then and back and forth?
I'm prejudiced as I can possibly can be, and so we think that the, I believe on my heart, that the Beach was a superior product. But on the other hand, I think the Cessnas were less expensive, so I think the people bought that. They bought what they could afford. So they were good airplanes. I'm not trying to run down the Cessna, but
right.
The Bonanza was something like from outer space. I mean, it was unbelievable.
So the Bonanza, we're talking back in the 40s?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be selling for?
Today?
No, back then.
Oh, $7,000.
That was big money, wasn't it, back then?
You run it out, time value of money, you'd be surprised what it's worth today.
And then a Cessna would have come in underneath that kind of dollar. You could have bought a Cessna for a few thousand less.
They were probably like $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, I guess. I mean, it's a long time ago. We weren't buying them, but that makes sense to me. They had fixed gear, so the Bonanza had a retractable gear. And they had a fixed pitch prop, which kept it the same RPM. For the Bonanza, you can vary the RPM, rounds per minute, in the Bonanza. Much faster airplanes. It was like a rocket from outer space or something.
To use a car analogy, a Beach was like a Cadillac.
Right.
And maybe a Cessna was like a Ford or a Chevy.
Exactly.
And then the Piper, where did that come in?
Well, I'd say Piper and Cessna pretty much competed with each other.
Okay. Beach was known as top of the line and the finest from the get-go.
At that particular time.
Okay, so I have you in the Air Force. You're a flight instructor. And then you finish your duty in 1968.
Yeah, I finished in December of 68.
Are you married along that way in here?
Yeah, I married a lady when I was a junior in college. We were married for 21 years, and then we got divorced. I had a son who died from Duchenne's muscular dystrophy.
How old was he?
He was 24 when he died.
And what was his name?
Thomas Gale Clark III, but we called him Gale after my father.
Was that a disease that he was born with?
No, yes. It's the Jerry Lewis disease. They can't find a cure for it because it's genetic. If for some reason, it's transferred only from women, from mothers. If a woman has it and has a daughter, then she's a carrier of it. But if she has a son, it just deteriorates all your muscles, everything, until the last thing it gets is your heart, which is a muscle, and your lungs, which is a muscle. He used to, when we realized he had it, that he'll be dead at 9 or 10, but we spent zillions of dollars and made him live until he was 24. I have a daughter who is 49.
And what's her name?
Carolyn. This coming May the 11th, going to be recognized by the University of Oklahoma as an honored regent.
What did she do?
Well, the first thing she did, she married a billionaire. That was a smart thing to do.
And what was his name?
Bill Powers. Because of that, she was able to do things. She ran the Kennedy Center for 3 years. She now is on the board of directors for the Museum of the Grammys. Her bio is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I have her. She's 49. I have three grandsons. I did remarry August of 86. Hillary. We've been married for 26 years. I was divorced, and I called my sister, who lives in Enid. See, there are any pretty ladies over there? I know this gorgeous lady. So I went over there and picked her up in my airplane, flew to Oklahoma City, bought her dinner. And
Hillary.
Hillary, yeah, and the rest was history. And we were very happily married and been married for 26 years.
First date on a plane.
They're going on an airplane. You don't take them down there in a cow, I won't tell you that.
Back to your son. When did you realize he had something wrong with him?
I was up at Grand Lake, parked my boat, had these steep stairs going up to where the cabin was. He's 4 years old, and we're walking up the steps, and he puts one foot down and then pushes himself up, and he brings the other foot up. He puts the other foot down. All of a sudden, this little three-year-old kid comes along and he shoom, zoops up. I said, there's something wrong with this kid. There's something wrong. I said, we need to go see a doctor. And so we went to see somebody that recommended, you know, a nerve doctor or something. I forget what it was. And he said, I think he has Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. I said, what do you have to do? Some exercise, workout? What do you have to do? And he said, no. He looked at me and he said, he's going to die. He'd kill me. I mean, I started crying. I mean, I couldn't hardly stand it. So we took him, Harold Sturt, best friend with my father, and Harold pulled every string that we ever wanted and got him the very best that could be offered in America. One reason he lasted till he was 24 years old. That's probably one of the reasons that we divorced my first wife. Tremendous pressure on our marriage. Watching him fade away into oblivion. Very painful. And it caused problems. I'll take all the blame. But anyway.
Tremendous stress.
Yeah, it really is.
And we should say Harold Sturt was a big name here in Tulsa.
Big name.
Owned KVO radio.
Right.
His money came from oil. Harold Sturt.
He married President Skelly's daughter. Bill Skelly's daughter, that's who Harold married.
Your father and Harold were good friends.
I got ready to get in Southern Hills. I was out in the Air Force. Dad said, hey, Harold's president this year. You want to be a member of Southern Hills? I said, yeah. There was no meeting, no talking to anybody. It was just done. Harold was a powerhouse. Powerhouse. Great guy. Everybody in Tulsa loved him. Great personality. Loved the party, have a good time. Loved to hunt, fish. Wonderful man.
And you were around him a fair amount?
To my dad. Harold and I were friends, but I mean mainly to my dad.
And then his son, who was adopted, John Sturt.
On the Board of Regents with me at OU.
How interesting that that comes together.
We're good friends. We like each other very much. We talk about our dads all the time.
Good relationship.
Very good. Had a lot of other friends too, but Harold was probably one of his best friends.